Welcome back to Oldies 1590 WAIK. It's Friday morning, so we're speaking with Galesburg Athletic Director, Mr. Jeff Flater. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, Sean. Glad to be on.
Yeah, we're just talking off the air about the NFL draft, as we always have to sneak a little Steeler stuff in here in our conversations on Friday morning.
Yes, we do. Steeler talk.
Steeler talk. Okay, you're on the line. Yeah. Coach Flater.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that because I've been online for I get a phone call every once in a while from Steelers Nation on my cell phone to ask questions. So I've never been on, but I've had the opportunity to possibly be on.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Exactly. One in a million. But, I thought that was a good pick last night.
Yeah, I do too. We need edge rushers, and I hope he's got the usual Watt motor, T.J. Watt. Hope he's got his brother's motor, and we'll be fine.
Yeah. Boy, if it's anything like the Gronkowskis, because all those guys seem to be off the wall. if it's anything like that, then I think we'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll tell you about another black and gold team.
Well, we're much happier this morning than a lot of Bear fans this morning after the draft.
How painful is that?
Oh, my. I don't know if it was one of those deals where San Francisco said, hey, we might take Trubisky, and created just a bunch of panic. I don't know how it went.
Well, that's the only explanation.
Yeah.
Because why would you do that in the first place? But that's the Bears, and they only have one Super Bowl back, 100 years ago for a reason. So not to make any Bear fans mad. Sorry.
Right, yeah. There's not a lot of those around here anywhere.
No.
But yeah, like you said,
I'm not too sure if you get right down to it. I bet there's more Steeler fans around here than there are Bear fans.
I'll tell you what, some days it seems like it for sure. And why wouldn't they be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Best franchise ever.
Let's talk Silver Streak Sports.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good topic.
Well, first of all, before we get to that, I want to thank you and Coach Reynolds for coming out and helping us step the pantry last Friday. Awesome of you guys to come out, and we appreciate it, and it went superbly well.
Oh, boy, I couldn't imagine. I was very impressed with the turnout and everything. No, so I'm happy to do that. If you're not going to promote the community in whatever way, then what's the point in being connected with the community? I firmly believe that all the different things that you guys do and a lot of other organizations has an extreme value for our community. And so anytime that we can get an opportunity and get out and talk to people, meet people, and then talk about Silver Streaks, those are my two favorite things to do. So I was happy to help.
And we got a chance to talk while you were there, talk some Carl Sandburg College soccer as well with some folks from England. That was interesting. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, those cats are pretty. They were pretty entertaining to talk to. When after we were on the air, I was standing back there talking to those guys, and I got a little bit of an education from them. So it was that was good. I really enjoyed it. That was a good day. I really enjoyed that, and I appreciated the opportunity to be there.
Now we can talk some Silver Streak Sports. We'll start with baseball. They rained out last night at Limestone, played tonight at home against Geneseo, which that's what I want to get to. That's become a pretty good rivalry here in the last couple of years, especially postseason-wise between the Streaks and the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, absolutely. And their program has gotten to a point where they've been very, very competitive. It's a really big game. I really hope we're able to play that game tonight. We are supposed to get some rain about noon. Hopefully we can get that in. It's been tough. We got to a period of time there for a couple weeks where we were able to get some games in and this and that, and then boom, we lose them. This week hasn't been a very good week. This tomorrow doesn't look very good at all. We're supposed to go to Quincy. It is what it is. You just got to deal with it. So
yeah, coming off last Friday, taking on Nazareth at home from LaGrange. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And then, up around that area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then a doubleheader against UT on Saturday. So a little bit of a roll.
Yeah, Nazareth has a good program, real solid program. And, not knowing a lot about them just because they're up in the suburbs. But jumped on them 6-5. They battled back, but we were able to hang on there and get the win. And then we went up to UT last Saturday, and really, you know, put it to them and won a couple, or I'm not, we didn't go up there, they're here, and really put it to them and won two real big games for the conference. And so now we're sitting tied for first in the conference. We got Moline and UT left, I'm sorry, Moline and Quincy left. Quincy, you know, maybe we'll get tomorrow and maybe we won't. You know, those are, it's got big coming up. It's really, really big coming up. And so, you know, we just got to be ready to play each night. And, you know, with the rainouts, and this is the thing that we're really trying to manage, not we, but the baseball coaches are managing is, all right, we got to play Quincy. You know, let's say we lose that tomorrow and we play Moline next Saturday. Well, when do we play Quincy? When do we schedule that? Because of the pitch count rule.
Right.
You know, we really got to be cautious about when we reschedule those all very important games because, you know, we're in the hunt for a conference championship. And I know Coach Gonzalez and his kids are working really, really hard because, you know, we didn't win last year. We didn't win it last year, and we'd won it for a few years in a row. And so that part of it, where you put that game, is very strategic. And the pitch count rule, where before you never really had to take that into consideration, it's very much in the forefront of when you're rescheduling these games.
Yeah, and along those same lines, the softball team was scheduled to play Quincy last night, and it got postponed. But those are easier. Those are easier to schedule using exactly the logic you just used. There's no pitch count in softball, so you can kind of just put that whenever you can get it in.
Yeah, you know, just because of the natural rotation, people think, well, why isn't there? Or why is it? Softball doesn't have the stress on your arm that baseball. Not that it's not stressful, because it is. You know, their arms get tired and those types of things, but it's just really, really different. And you know, there'll be times pitchers they'll throw a doubleheader. You know, they'll throw every single inning of the doubleheader and then get up and pitch the next day. So they don't have those same types of restrictions with the pitch count, but also stress on the arms like what baseball does.
Right, absolutely. I played men's fast pitch softball for 25 years, and granted, we're talking men, grown men, and high school girls. But I've seen fast pitch men pitchers pitch five games in a day just to get through the loser's bracket. So it's much less stress.
Yeah, it very much so, but. So anyway, when we get to Quincy, you know, depending on what happens, because it doesn't look good for tomorrow, we kind of have an idea of when we're going to put it, but we just have to nail that down once we pull the plug on the game tomorrow.
We'll go right to softball then, since we started on that.
Yeah.
Last night's game got pushed to May 10th for the girls for their Western Big Six doubleheader against Quincy.
Yeah. You know, our conference is so tough. Went up to UT last week and really, you know, we're not – at that level yet, unfortunately. You know, it's just the Quad City, and having been at Rock Ridge for 8 years and really getting an appreciation for what that level of softball is all about, you know, UT and Rocky are, without a question, the two best programs in the conference. And our conference is a bear in softball. It's one of the most difficult activities we have. I mean, boys basketball, you know, girls basketball, you know, you can go down the line. But in terms of the high-level quality play, relatively speaking, softball is one of the toughest. It really is. And, you know, we had a tough time with UT, had a tough time with Rocky. We get into a game with Quincy that, you know, we have a good team. We played East Peoria the other night, which is they're probably going to win that conference. Took them to extra innings. They beat us 9-5 or 9-4, but we took them to extra innings. We really battled. We played well. You know, had a few errors at times, and, you know, the errors always kill you, but nonetheless, that was a good showing, especially after a game like we played against, you know, a doubleheader like we played against UT last week. Supposed to go to Farmington tonight, and hopefully we can get that game in. Farmington, you know, even though they're a smaller school, they've always had a real quality program. Again, having been in the Olympic Conference, because Olympic always play pretty good softball. Farmington has always had a real good, so that's a good game for us to play. And then next week we have senior night against Rock Ridge on May 2nd. And there again, you know, you think smaller school, you know, we should get that one. Rock Ridge beat Alm, and I think they lost to Rocky by two. And you know, Rock Ridge has got a pretty strong program, yes. And a lot of those girls play against each other ASA in the summer, and that's you know, that really separates them from a lot of schools in their conference.
Yeah, we're gonna be covering the game on Tuesday night, senior night.
Oh, okay, great.
WAIK is gonna be. Yeah, I haven't quite sent you an email on that yet, but I'm letting you know now. We're coming over Tuesday night.
There we go. We'll make the appropriate adjustments.
Nice. Looking forward to it. I'm on vacation next week, so Mitch McBay is gonna be coming over, and I'm hugely disappointed because I got a chance to talk to Coach Swanson over the winter time during one of the halftime basketball games. And you talk about a guy that's passionate about softball, it's Coach Swanson. So I told Mitch McBay, who will be coming over, you're going to enjoy talking to Coach Swanson because he loves his softball.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you know, he works real hard at it. And, you know, he's put together a pretty good staff with Katie Bertelson and Randy Stuffelbeam is up coaching with him. So, you know, they very much so. And I know our kids get a little disappointed when we play games, like, you know, with against UT and lost a couple tough one against Almond and then Rocky as well. But you got to remember, you know, take baby steps. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to take you a little bit of time. And so keep pulling on the same rope, on the rope together in the same direction, and they'll do all right. And that's really one of the number one things that Coach Swanson talks about.
Yeah, he's got some really nice upperclassmen, but he's excited about Emily Blucker, who had a great game this week, I believe. The freshman, the big freshman pitcher.
Yeah, against East Peoria. Yeah. And the thing you got to remember, and she did, she pitched a terrific game. And she's a freshman. You know, I think she just turned 15, and she's a 15-year-old kid, you know, and she's playing varsity games. I don't know that you can ask that, or you can look up and down the line where you see a lot of that where, you know, 14, 15-year-old kids are playing in varsity contests. And Emily is, you know, it's been a learning experience for her. I'm not sure what level of softball she plays in the summer in terms of is it 15U, 18U, whatever. But, you know, she's really come around and gaining confidence. And what a better mentor than Katie Bertelson. I mean, here's a girl that's got, I mean, records, you know, and this guy, you know, when you talk about the best pitcher ever in the state of Illinois, Katie Bertelson's in that conversation.
You got to bring her name up.
And, you know, and we're fortunate and we're lucky enough to have Katie on our staff. So what a tremendous mentor for Emily in terms of here's what you need to do, here's how you got to do it, and the experiences and things that Katie has. And so what a terrific opportunity for us and for Emily and our kids and our pitchers, because she really connects and identifies with those kids well. But yeah, you know, so and then Andrea Sampson she's a sophomore, and she plays shortstop, pitches for us some too, and Andrea is just a, you know, she leads the teams in hits, does a lot of good things. And so Andrea's just a sophomore, so she's having a good season. And then another solid performer for us is Lauren Campbell. Lauren is a junior. You know, so we're, even though we got a good Haley Stevenson, got a couple of good seniors, you know, we got a good mix of underclassmen that really, if they keep it, and a lot of times we're dealing with the psychological part of it in coaching and in playing athletics, you know, if they continue to overcome that, you know, we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
And then senior night festivities are also Tuesday night as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they are. Again, against Rockridge, 4:30 start. Varsity and sophomore, JV will play at the same time. Because a lot of times in the smaller schools, we'll play varsity and then followed by a JV. But no, they'll play at the same time. Tuesday night, 4:30, out of GHS Fields, senior night. Come on out and honor our seniors, and let's watch some good softball.
And speaking of senior night, the boys tennis team had their senior night on Tuesday against UT.
Yeah, they sure did. You know, we got an opportunity to recognize our five seniors and manager. You know, played UT, won two matches, you know, the UT's pretty good, struggled a little bit, but, you know, Cole Petrie and Isaiah Mound are our number two doubles. They won. Sam Brickley, who just signed to play tennis up in Loras, signed this past week.
Yeah.
He and Dan Fernando paired up and have been playing really well, and they won the number three doubles. But they've been off a little bit. Yeah, they had senior night. We host the Streaks invite tomorrow, weather permitting, And we're really hoping that we're able to get that in. We're going to play here at the high school, and then we'll play at Knox College. We'll play some doubles over at Knox College, and then we'll play over at Lakeside as well. So we're going to, if you want to watch a good tennis, you know, we got we're going to end up having 8 teams come to the tournament, and we'll be good to go. East Peoria Limestone, which those teams are really important for us to play. Washington as well, Pekin, because they'll be in our sectional. And so it's really important for us to play those teams because it has an impact on sectional seeding. So, no, we're looking forward to it. We're hoping we're able to get them in and looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah. Is the Lakeside courts, are those indoors or outdoors?
No, those are indoors.
Indoors. Now, is there any way to get it all in indoors, or is that just entirely
too
much?
No, they only have 5 courts over there.
Okay.
So, you know, and we also have prom tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
what a
we
day.
Really got to – what's that?
What a day.
Absolutely. So that's a long day for those tennis kids. And, you know, the guys' side of it is a little bit different than the girls' side because, obviously, with the girls, it's an all-day thing. Didn't have a daughter. I only had a son.
Me too.
So we didn't have him worry about getting his hair done or makeup or anything like that. At least he didn't tell me that anyway. So I'm not, you know, completely in the know about all the different things girls have to go through to get ready for prom, but I know that it's a lot. So anyway, it's easy for the guys, and fortunately tomorrow is the guys' tournament. But you know, we'll see again, weather permitting. Doesn't look great, but we're hoping that we're able to get it in.
I can't see your rough and tumble son Jake too worried about primping. That's for sure.
No, primping, I don't know that primping and Jake have ever been in the same sentence ever until
today.
I guarantee it. No, but he was blowing up my phone last night with the draft, that's for sure.
See, you got to get him on our side. He'd be happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, unfortunately, his uncle ruined that many years ago. So,
all right, we'll switch over to girls soccer. How'd that week
girls
go?
Girls soccer, yeah. You know, still struggling. Still, you know, defense is playing better. We've had a couple of injuries. A couple of our key players, our captains, have been out for a couple weeks now, you know, due to injuries. And so, you know, but it's a situation where they just continue to work hard. Defense has been playing a lot better. You know, and it's the girls just got to learn the game. I mean, Coach Miller, who, again, is our assistant, boys is just a, you know, there's nobody more passionate about soccer than Coach Miller, and he has such a tremendous demeanor, and you know how he works with the girls is so positive and so encouraging. It's you know, because unfortunately we've had some real tough losses and haven't scored a lot of goals. Excuse me, but he you know, he keeps plugging away and he keeps working at it. And again, I told him, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, Coach. Rome wasn't built in a day. You keep working at it, and you will see good things happen. And so we're confident that that's going to come around. They go to Orion tonight, and then next week we have a couple of games, which will both be at the Y, hosting a couple of games at the Y, Rock Island on Tuesday, and then Macomb on Thursday.
Yeah, little homestand for the girls' soccer. You get a chance to get out and see those girls play.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to play last night against Limestone, and then we'll have host a couple of games next week against Macomb, against Rocky, and then Macomb on Thursday. So, looking forward to it. You know, girls keep plugging away. We'll be okay.
All right, track and field, our final sport here this morning. They've already had their senior nights, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Their home season is done over spring break. The girls had theirs a week before spring break, and the boys had theirs. Girls went to Limestone and won it. They won just about every race, which is pretty good. They took 1 and 2 in the high jump, 1 and 2 in the 100 hurdles, 300 hurdles. Won 3 out of the 4 relays in the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4. Tegan Rain got a PR in the 100 hurdles, and Hannah Humpenbauer is jumping 5'2". She's jumped 5'3 indoors this year. If she gets 5'3", then she'll be a state qualifier. But she's been doing real well. Deja Range had a PR in the shot. So girls are competing real well. You know, went over to Limestone and won that. That was a terrific meet. Then we have Moline, and we lost over at Moline with Moline and Geneseo. And then tonight the girls will travel to East Peoria Lakeside or Eastside Center and run it at the East Peoria Invitational. And so they're gearing up. I mean, we have their season. You know, everybody says, well, it's a short season. Track, it really isn't, because track, they start in January.
Right.
And with all the indoor stuff that they have, and then now we're really gearing up. We've got 2 weeks of the season left. Next Friday, a week from today, is a Big Six conference championships at UT, at the Soul Bowl. And then the following week, we have sectionals down south. And so it's, you know, it's a time now where we're really, you know, trying to polish things up. It's the right time to be PR, and that's for sure.
Right.
But they're really getting geared up for the postseason run.
Yeah, and I said next Friday is the girls' Western Big Six. When's the boys' Western Big Six?
The boys' Western Big Six is Thursday, May 11th at Moline. And again, that's going to be very competitive.
And we talked about Sam Brickley signing his letter of intent, and somebody that I'm sure we talked about him before here on Friday mornings, Wilson Burton, a good family friend of yours, and he's signing as well. He signed yesterday.
Yeah, he signed to go to Eastern Michigan.
Yeah,
Delaney,
fantastic.
Duncan is there. Yeah, it's a terrific swim program, and I tell you, Wilson is just as happy as can be about going there and you know, being a member of that team, looking to get better and things. Absolutely, Wilson is very excited about being able to go swim at Eastern Michigan. So yeah, it was a good day. We had that signing last night. And, you know, it's a good opportunity, you know, get a chance to celebrate these kids and all the work that they do. It's really, it's more of a recognition for all the work that they've done over the years as a Silver Streak. And then there's, you know, a very important decision that they're making in terms of playing at the next level. And so that was a nice deal last night.
Awesome. Anything else that folks need to know about Silver Streak Sports?
Well, you know, I don't think we talked about boys track much other than
you're right.
Other than when the conference meet is. No, we went down to Lanphier last week and just kind of had a tough showing. I mean, that was a very difficult meet, and we didn't have our best performances. Paul Cabrera got third. Wilson Burton had a strong showing in the 800 and the mile. So, you know, that was last week. Tonight, we go up to Sterling Night Relays, which we believe it's probably the longest running invitational in the state, and that's always a neat time to go up to that stadium. You know, it's a really old stadium, but they've done a lot of improvements to it over the years, and so, you know, they'll go up to Sterling tonight and compete up there, and then, you know, just like the girls, you know, we go to Geneseo next week. Then the following week is a conference, and then the following week is sectional. So things are really starting to wind down in a hurry for both of the track programs.
Yeah, everything's starting to wind down quickly.
Yeah, it sure is. Sure is.
All right, Coach, now you got anything else that is going on with the program that the folks might need to know?
No, not right at the minute. You know, we've been on the phone for 25 minutes now, and it always seems like a 10-minute conversation turns into about a 25, 30-minute conversation, but... Hey, that's
well, you and I like sports
a little bit. You know, that's easy to do though when we're talking about the Silver Streaks, which is one of my favorite topics. Second favorite topic is the Steelers, but we'll talk about Silver Streaks first and foremost.
Yeah, I like that. That's not a bad order. Not a bad order
at
all.
Not at all. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Sean.
You bet. Galesburg Athletic Director Jeff Flater here on the Oldies 1590 WAIK Morning Show. Here's your local news.